kuita kubatana nesu vachida kurwa nesu zvino takavaorora ndobva tangoti maororo
with the beings down here, and it created like wild beasts and stuff like that. right? You would see like an old mythology in ancient writings dealing with the old religion, you would see like, you know, you would see dragons. Those, look, the dragons are the gods of the old religion. That's why the Magi Serpent, who lives in the center of the Milky Way galaxy, is the most powerful force in the multiverse. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're the gods that run the omniverse, really, and they live in the center of the Milky Way galaxy. So, like, you know, when they come back to the planet and shit, the dragons, they come back and they teach magic. They teach from the old religion, though. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's all about. And so, like, you know, when you read that they went around killing those beasts, they was killing dragons. They was killing the dragons. Those, it wasn't dinosaurs that they talking about. They was talking about dragons. The whole thing about the dinosaur shit, that's all a conspiracy. They make you think that those dinosaurs look like that. You know what I'm saying? They want you to think that. They don't want you to believe that it wasn't no fucking saber-toothed tiger looking like that. It wasn't a saber-toothed tiger. It was a different kind of being. It wasn't they were talking about the so-called dinosaurs are bone fragments of, you know what I'm saying, dragons, unicorns, you know what I'm saying, those tigers, you know what I'm saying, with wings and shit, those birds, those big ass black panthers with wings and shit, those were the beasts that they so-called dinosaurs that they was killing. You're seeing the bone fragments of that. You know what I'm saying? They're not gonna tell you that they were what they really were. They're gonna paint a picture and make it seem like they were some big ass brontosaurus and all of this. Listen, those were dealing with those were mystical creatures. You know what I'm saying? The Sphinx bird and all of that. They was killing all of those beings because all of those beings had magical and mystical powers, and the government wanted to control everything. So they embedded some shit called sin, which is fake. When you look at sin, the original name of sin, S-I-N, is dealing with the moon. That's the name of the moon. Sin is the original name of the moon. And so when they wanted you to hate the moon, they didn't want you to use the moon, because in Wicca, we use the moon to manifest everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, we do a lot of our spells and curses, we affirm them under the light of the moon, under the guidance and the instruction of the moon goddess. You know what I'm saying? Because the goddess moon, you know what I'm saying, Sin, the moon goddess, you know what I'm saying, allows all of our spells and curses to come to fruition. It allows all of our dreams and goals to be manifested. The moon, it has manifestation powers in it. You know what I'm saying? And that's why they wanted you to hate the moon. They wanted you to hate everything dealing with nature. So they made paganism evil. And when you look at religion, you look at Abrahamic religions. They call it Abrahamic roots. Religions who have Abrahamic roots of Abraham. Is the religions, you have three predominant religions that have Abrahamic roots. You have Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. Those are all religions that's dealing with Abrahamic roots. Then you have pagan religions that predate Judaism, that predates all Abrahamic roots. And those pagan religions deals with nature. It deals with the elements of nature. It deals with the old religion. You know what I'm saying? Like the Druids and shit, and how to use magic and how to shape shift and how to transform into different things. Alchemy, it deals with all of that. Paganism deals with, you know what I'm saying, all elements. It deals with the fire, the earth, the water, the air, ether, carbon. It deals with all of the elements. It deals with spirit. It deals with, you know what I'm saying, alchemy. Turning turning dirt into rocks, turning rocks into gold, you know what I'm saying?
Oh. punk ass motherfucker imitating me on this fucking tape. Bitch ass nigga. The block.
I'm the only black god, motherfucker.
And I came to rock the spot. Why when I throw a football pass at a bitch, she missed. Ain't trying to be funny, gonna use my fist. You can't use the family feud. You can't run it on the cuckoo. The brain's saying, but keep on dirty safe. Not locked up, cause I have your fucking ass locked up. I stash you, licking you down like that blunt. You ain't getting what you want. I do what I want. If I got a problem got a problem till it's gone. I'm the only unique ace on. You read what you sow, fucking with the O. I got the precepts. You ain't down. Using the popo. Fuck you, so I got the key to your hoe. I stop your whole flow. All you bitches roll with me from the ghetto. You want me to control this fucking show? Give him dirty what he want. And more cops, I'll stop your go. Mafia, I smoke cops, I'll stop your go. Mafia, cops, I'll pay me all my motherfucking money, or I'ma slow down your dough. I'm getting more anger, call me Dr. Strange. Master the demon, demonic toys. Shit, send you with the venom, kill your joy. Bitches throw your hands in the air like the B-side of mine. That's what I'm here for. That's all you need. I get girls in the mood to wanna just physically fuck from me.
Oh, big baby.
Take me to the hopper and you just don't stop her. I control Michael Jackson Twitter. No matter you do, fuck with the gang, that would make you shrunk. I'm the only bitch you know.
Silver, shape-shifting, it deals with all kind of different things, alchemy, miracles. It deals with witchcraft. Paganism is all about nature. So they want us to hate nature, so they told you that sinning was wrong, when sin is the name of the moon. They didn't want people, you know what I'm saying, witches to perform, you know what I'm saying, to do magic no more, so they got you to hate your own crap. They got you to hate your own self, telling you that sin is evil. And if you do something evil, you're sinning. To hate magic, you see what I'm saying? And to hate your relationship with the moon. Because, listen, we do everything in Wicca, we do everything according to the cycles of the moon. So when the moon is in a full moon or a blue moon, that's it gives us the most power. Full moons, blue moons, and super moons gives us the most power. Eclipse of the moon gives us the most power. But as the moon is waxing, that means as the moon is coming up, setting in the air, and it's waxing, it's gaining more strength, that's when we do a lot of rituals. Or as the moon is already set, we do a lot of rituals. Or as the moon is waning, that means the moon is going down. The moon is going down. We do a lot of rituals at the waning moon. So we do a lot of rituals centered around the cycles, the five cycles of the moon. You know what I'm saying? And the five different and the different kind of moons, like the blue moons and stuff like that, or the super moons, or the eclipse of the moons. All of those moons are very special. So they didn't want you to have this knowledge. So they told you it was evil. Just like they didn't want you, you know what I'm saying, to have the knowledge of the sun. So they told you that was evil. You know what I'm saying? Now, they told you that like in Egypt. See, you have to understand, you have to remember, beloved, that the Egyptians had the old religion. They did a lot of alchemy. They did, like, a lot of magic. They were sorcerers. They were, like, superior sorcerers.
Thank you.
the whole entire Old Testament was taking place in Egypt and around Egypt. You know what I'm saying? Egypt ruled the world with sorcery and magic. They had the old religion down pat. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't until like the birth of the Hellenistic Empire during like Rome and like the 1400s and shit, they really said, fuck it, we're gonna kill all evil, we're gonna deem sorcery evil, and we gonna use, you know what I'm saying, sorcery, but we ain't gonna let the people use sorcery. It wasn't until then that they said, fuck it, we just gonna do away with this shit altogether. You know what I'm saying? That's when they began to really perfect and implement the Uniform Commercial Code and really just start taking shit over. So now it's like, you know, you got pagan religion, then you got Wicca, which is, you know what I'm saying, it's a form of paganism, but Wicca deals with like, you know, it deals with like spells, curses, stuff like that. Then you got witchcraft, which is a sect of Wicca, you know what I'm saying? When they just deal with spells and stuff like that, it's like the practice of Wicca, but they're not Wiccans. Wicca is like way different, because Wicca is tied into like the Druids too. You know what I'm saying? And Wicca is like the power of sorcery. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of stuff dealing with Wicca as well. You know what I'm saying? But like the highest magic of all is elemental magic. That's the highest magic of all, elemental magic. And that's dealing with like, you know, the old religion. And like the only ones who really knows elemental magic is those who are born with a high level of primordial chi. It's encoded in their DNA. And all those who do a lot of sun gazing as well, like Wiccan, we and Wicca or paganism. You know, I'm a pagan now. I'm a Wiccan now. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Nephilim and I'm a pagan. You know, I don't believe in Christianity no more at all. In fact, fuck Jesus Christ, fuck Jehovah, fuck Yahweh. They can burn in hell. That's all I'm Yahshua was the man that I'm concerned about. You know what I'm saying? But in those respects, I want to tell you that, you know, it was a time when I would have killed for Christ. It was a time when I would have killed for, you know what I'm saying, for Christianity. When in actuality, every time you see they go into a country, they go in with the cross first, and then they go in and they kill the people, rape them, pillage the land, you know what I'm saying, confront them into Christianity and tell them everything is
good.
Yourself, and they got you to hate your relationship with the moon by telling you the sin is evil. And so don't worship the moon. They killed the relationship between the moon being sin, the goddess of the moon, and they killed your relationship, and they told you everything that you do something evil against the government is sinning. So you gotta ask for forgiveness for your sins, and you gotta pray, right? But the more you ask for forgiveness for your sins, you're giving more energy to the moon. Because sin is the name of the moon. So you're asking for forgiveness. Give for sin. You're giving energy to sin. Meanwhile, they're telling you that, you know what I'm saying, what you're doing is evil, but they're allowing your energy to be given back to the moon so that they can wait and they do all. Look, they never stop doing sorcery. They never stop doing astrology. They never stop doing magic. They just make people stop doing it. And they made it evil in the eyes of the people, but the kings, the governments have always been doing it. You know what I'm saying? In fact, How they track Yahshua was because it was a star of David being formed in the sky. That's how they was able to track him. The Magi, you know what I'm saying, came to King Herod and said, listen, the Messiah is being born. You know what I'm saying? And they went down and they found him. But they didn't kill him because they were from the old religion. Those Magi, those astrologers, astrology means knowledge of the stars. Those astrologers, they were from the old religion. So they didn't kill Yahshua. Because they understood that, you know what I'm saying, it had to be a cosmic balance of good and evil on the planet. You see what I'm saying? And so they allowed him to live because he was the balance. And he needed to put love into the world. And they knew that he was going to grow up in the ways of the old religion. They knew that he was going to grow up in the ways of magic and mysticism from the old days, from the dragons and shit like that. And in fact, he grew up in an order. He grew up in a secret order. You know what I'm saying? He grew up in an order. And he learned a lot from the Druids, believe it or not. He learned from the Druids. He learned sorcery from... he found the dragon. He found the dragon and he learned a lot of sorcery from the dragon. You know what I'm saying? He learned a lot. Yahshua learned a lot. He was a master of his craft. He was like a serious sorcerer, period. He was all the way into sorcery. He was all the way into alchemy. He was knee deep into this shit. You know what I'm saying? There was no stopping Yahshua, period.
Lights flicker as well sometimes when you get
what type of light and other are you picking up on only humans? Are there other beings or entities in the houses?
No, that's it really, on that sort of dimension. Yeah.
So what was your Davidite experience? What was the big thing which turned the corner?
David Icke describes it as a reset button experience, and an amazing download of information comes in. And I think traditionally they call it initiation experience, and I work with that. I use that expression in my book. An initiation to dimensions and other parts of your mind that everyone has the opportunity or can tap into. It's
by listening to this show, Space Plane, on CKUT 90.3, on tier 2 AM, hot dog, dig a lady. You heard some music recorded in the park, 2 cassette tape, with me, the host of the show, Tony E, and the Insomniac, on the textural background sounds, recorded in the park, unbeknownst to folks.
It's just, I think some people work, you know, they work to try and get this to happen, and I certainly wanted it to happen to me, you know.
So this was a wanting experience, you did actually want it.
Yeah.
And where did that happen? What sort of part of the world was that?
Strangely enough, on the North Cornish coast.
Why strangely on the North Cornish coast?
Yeah, it's not strange really, is it?
And what area?
Oh, Tintagel, near, you know, Tintagel on the North Coast. I go down there quite a lot. Mars, I was there last week. It's a very spiritual place. And it's, I seem to have a lot of, I pick up a lot of energy there, and I'm not the only one. It's got a lot of atmosphere, and I like it a lot. And I go camping down there, so yes.
Oh, good. So it's a place you can relax.
Yeah, it is. And I think a lot of people are searching for things in their lives. This is why we go on holiday, because the rate of our lives at the moment is just horrendous.
Where'd you run it from?
They've got you in the work, eat, sleep, repeat cycle. And when we get away, we want to...
It's like Garfield minus the work part.
Wonderful. Well, we've had your experience, and it's led you to... You've done public speaking, did you say?
I have. I'm not in my best comfort zone here. I'd rather be up in the middle of the night writing when it's dark and quiet. So sitting
that's
in the
what I prefer too.
Is quite an experience for me. So I'm trying my best with this.
Well, you're doing very well.
Thank you. So
really great work, ma'am.
Fucking tape, man. You ain't ringing the bells. You ain't busting a grave. You ain't taking all this fucking tape.
Ringing the bell. Ringing the bell. Ringing the bell. Ringing the bell. Ringing the bell.
Years ago, 4 years now, I started to write it, and I took it from a course of notes that I gave a series of lectures in my hometown, trying to get people to come and talk about conspiracy theories at first. And so I based the book on those lectures.
All the other whack MCs, their boots start shaking. They gotta brace themselves for the Russian ruckus I soon be making. From being tone deaf. Pack the house and try to sing. There won't be no one left. On it. Parking lots on fire. Brothers feeling out of town. They're saying disgust. They're singing the guts. Rapping the letters down. Like it when you lick them on the knees. Don't believe me? No, do it once and stop. They'll be begging.
Please, please, please. Should you look dead on it?
What does that have to do with the funk? Nothing. But who's paying the bills? If you don't wanna lick my knees, show your mama will. Shit on me.
know, I'm busy. Too skizzy. Can't nobody fuck with me. Cause I'm dead.
I'm saying, and so like, you know, whether you want to believe it or not, you can continue to be brainwashed. But listen, astrology is real, and they're gonna tell you that astrology is evil. Meanwhile, you know what I'm saying, if it's evil, then why are you going off of their time? You might as well, you might as well throw your cell phone away, because every time you look at your cell phone, you're looking at the time. Time is
thrown away anyway.
You might as well, you know, quit your job now, because your job is centered around a Gregorian calendar. The calendar is dealing with astrology. You know what I'm saying? You might as well throw away every calendar in your house and all of your planners.
Sure, man.
If that's the case, astrology is so evil that you might as well never celebrate your birthday and never check your horoscope signs, because all of that is dealing with astrology. You know what I'm
sure,
saying? Astrology,
man,
is
well,
so evil, as Christianity says, then you might as well, you know, forget about life then, because you can go outside right now and you can consciously look up and you will see stars and the moon in the sky. It's 2:53 a.m. in the morning. It's 6:26.
Get that right at 12:40 a.m.
My clock is a little, it's like about 10 minutes faster than the regular clock, because I find a way to bend time. Their time
and
space continuum. I'm on my time, not their time, so it would really be like 3:01 in the morning, but it's 2:53 a.m. You know what I'm saying? And not in the morning, in the daytime, because morning is a curse too. Now, I gave you that science and that the words of power, and the words of power video, and I talked about morning is a curse. You know what I'm saying? And that's a spell. And that spell is to keep you asleep. You know what I'm saying? It's a spell called sleep and sorrow. You know what I'm saying? It's a spell called sleep and sorrow. And so it's to keep you asleep. And instead of being instead of sorrow, when they say good morning, that means sleep and sorrow. That's a spell. You know what I'm saying? That's a curse. Everything around you is dealing with magic. I'm telling you, everything around you is dealing with magic, whether you want to admit it or not.
decided to put it into four parts, and each part and each chapter within those parts deals with...
You're talking about your book! Get to the message, girl!
Neighbour, next village, he's well into all this stuff as well, so... That is the great change that's happening. We're rattling through the 21st century at an incredible speed, and there's so many things happening that are causing people to think further than that.
Like this program.
I'm not going to talk about Brexit, but the 9/11 was a massive wake-up call, and I know I've mentioned David Icke before, but he's just got a new book out called The Trigger. And he's gone into great detail about
the
9/11 problem and Building 7 that fell the same day that wasn't hit by a plane. And also there was problems at the Pentagon, wasn't there? And so...
That's
what
news
problems
to me.
Are you referring to? But there was a cruise missile of some kind or what?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of different things. They were definitely engineered. Come down, weren't they? It was a massive wake-up call for me because I knew it wasn't going to be the Middle East that had done it, really, because from day one I thought what hit me in the face was the fact that we are seeing true evil here. Yeah, so 9/11, I've written a bit about that in two of the chapters, gone down the rabbit hole, certain interviews with demolition experts.
Oh, you're one of the few who's looked into that, ma'am.
I've put some of their information in and references.
I guess we'll never know.
Vibrational energies and frequencies gotta flee. Yeah.
Saying period. And so, like, you know, you can say that the astrology is evil, but the 12 disciples were 12 initiates in the magic schools, and those 12 disciples represented the 12 houses of the zodiac, the 12 houses and the 12 zodiacs. You know what I'm saying? So everything you're saying is evil, and the Bible is a complete contradiction.
The sky is a sea of darkness. When there is no sun to light the way, when there is no sun to light the way, there is no day, there is no day, there's only darkness, eternal sea of darkness. Sea of darkness when there is no sun. The sky is a sea of darkness when there is no sun to light the way. When there is no sun to light the way, there is no day.
Ancestors. It's all about magic. It's all about mysticism. So I want to encourage you to get into Wicca, witchcraft, paganism. How to build an altar and how to create altar tools. Remember in the Old Testament, they were talking about, you know, be careful because building altars are evil. Meanwhile, if you look in those times, altar and magic was how they survived. It was the government that tried to do away with magic and calling it evil and shit. You know what I'm saying? Listen, you need to use your magic. Stop praying and giving your energy to these guys that you ain't getting nothing in return. The way it works is that you're supposed to be able to go to like a lake or a river and use your magic to conjure up fairies. And those fairies will come and you can ask those fairies to do whatever it is that you want them to do for you. That's the way it goes. It don't go, if you're going to give your energy to some, give it to some, give it for what they're going to give you back in return. You praying to Jesus Christ and you ain't getting shit from that dude. You praying to Jehovah and Yahweh and you ain't getting shit from them. That ain't how it goes. In the old religion, you would go to an entity and you would ask them for something. They would give you exactly what you want in exchange for something. Or they'd just give it to you.
The sky is a sea of darkness when there is no sun to light the way. When there is no sun to light the way, there is no day. Darkness, eternal sea of darkness.
You know what I'm saying? That's how it goes. The old religion deals with pacts. It deals with agreements. It deals with bonds. It deals with relationships. You know what I'm saying? Period. And that's how it goes. And there's nothing wrong with going to Baphomet and making a pact with Baphomet and saying, I'll do this in exchange for that. It's nothing wrong with going to, you know, it's nothing wrong with going to these deities. There's nothing wrong with going to Delia and asking Delia for something in exchange for something else. There's nothing wrong with, you know what I'm saying, going to these different entities and asking for something in exchange for something, because they'll give it to you right then and there. So I want to encourage you to get into magic, get into mysticism. We're in the age of the Aquarius. So the age of the Aquarius is those times. Want them to do for you. That's the way it goes. It don't go, if you're going to give your energy to some, give it for what they're going to give you back in return. You praying to Jesus Christ and you ain't getting shit from that dude. You praying unto Jehovah and Yahweh and you ain't getting shit from them. That ain't how it goes. In the old religion, you would go to an entity and you would ask them for something. They would give you exactly what you want in exchange for something. Or they'd just give it to you.
The sky is a sea of darkness when there is no sun to light the way. When there is no sun to light the way, there is no day.
I'm saying, that's how it goes. The old religion deals with pacts, it deals with agreements, it deals with bonds, it deals with relationships. You know what I'm saying? Period. And that's how it goes. And there's nothing wrong with going to Baphomet and making a pact with Baphomet and saying, I'll do this in exchange for that. It's nothing wrong with going to, you know, it's nothing wrong with going to these deities. There's nothing wrong with going to Delia and asking Delia for something in exchange for something else. There's nothing wrong with, you know what I'm saying, going to these different entities and asking for something in exchange for something, because they'll give it to you right then and there. So I want to encourage you to get into magic, get into mysticism. We're in the age of the Aquarius. So the age of the Aquarius is those time frames, like, you know, those King Arthur times where magic and mysticism ruled the land. All right, where the magic and mysticism is back on the planet now. We're in the age of Aquarius. We're back in that time frame. You know what I'm saying? And you don't have to believe me. And I'm really not looking to, like,
you kill it,
get applause or anything, or to, like, win you over or nothing. But
I
successfully performed a lot of rituals, did a lot of magic, and I did bring the dragons and the unicorns back to the planet. I have videos. It's called Skywatching. It's a movement that I started, and I showed you how I stopped the rain and made the sun come out. I'm using my magic.
You know what I'm saying? I made a pact
with the elements, and I use my magic, you know what I'm saying, to have mastery over all of the elements.